Don't touch that dial. You're listening to Board Games Daily, your daily dose of tabletop gaming discussion on Anchor. Now welcome your hosts, Jeremiah Isley, Scott Firestone, and AJ Skifstad.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Board Games Daily. I'm Jeremiah Isley. Thanks for tuning in. Just wanted to get things started off today. We got a couple things coming at you, including what we played over the weekend. AJ appears to be out on assignment or vacation, whatever you want to call it. So it'll be me and Scott today holding it down for you. And we also have a little news piece that just broke as of the time we're recording this about the CEO of Asmodee North America stepping down. So stay tuned for that and more coming up here on Board Games Daily today. Before we jump into everything else, just want to remind you about our Patreon page. Head on over there to Patreon by going to theologyofgames.com/Patreon. Find out all the cool rewards you can get. And of course, if you join our Facebook group, Theology of Games group on Facebook, you can get in on a cool deal that's coming up very, very soon. So check that out. Join the group. Be a part of something cool coming up. All right, let's get into this show. I'm Jeremiah Isley. Thanks for tuning in. So we just got an email, which I'm actually away from my computer, so I can't really read it while I'm recording this, but it was from the PR folks at Asmodee, and it has been announced officially that I believe his name is Christian Peterson, is the CEO currently of Asmodee North America. He is going to be stepping down. Now, he, if you don't know, was with Fantasy Flights from the very beginning. So he's been in the industry for a long, long time. Very well known and loved. I mean, he's worked on many, many great titles that have turned this hobby into what it is. And so he is stepping down. Now, he's quoted in the press release as saying that he has planned on doing this for quite some time. So apparently, you know, to Asmodee and those folks, this isn't a surprise. It seems awfully coincidental that they announced the purchase of Asmodee and now this is happening. I don't know if, you know, the plan was once they sell that he would step down, or if it's just something that he was planning on doing once he got to a certain point in his career there. Who knows? It's left rather vague. He says that he's leaving to pursue family and health and other interests. So we'll see as time unfolds what goes on. So I don't know that I have a strong opinion about this, other than obviously he's done a lot for the industry, a lot for the hobby. And it's sad to see somebody like that step out of a role of prominence and one of the, if not, well, it clearly the biggest publisher house right now with all of their studios, including Days of Wonder and Mayfair and Z-Man and Plaid Hat, all the things that they've got going on there. So that's pretty earth-shattering, big news to break. But that's it. That's what we've got for you today. Stay tuned. We've got more coming at you here on Board Games Daily.
You can be more than just a listener. If you're listening via the Anchor app, you can be a part of the discussion by using the voice message feature. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Download the app and join the conversation today.
Hey everyone, Firestone here with Board Games Daily, powered by theologyofgames.com. It is Monday, and coming to you with some of the games I got to play this weekend. I got to play two games this weekend. And the first one was another game of Hit Z Road. This is a Martin Wallace game that is an auction, dice-rolling zombie game that surprised the heck out of me with how good it is, how much I enjoy it. I liked the first game, thought maybe it was a fluke, and my oldest son had a friend stay in the weekend with us. So we pulled this out with him, and we all had a blast. And this one ended up a little differently. The first one, two people died, and then two people made it to the end, and so they won by one of them won by victory points. In this game, three of the four players were dead before we got to the, I think it was in the sixth round of eight, that they the three of them were all dead. So I won because I was still alive. So that was an interesting way to win. Still, great game. Check this game out. I highly recommend it. It is kind of flying under the radar, but it's really good. Anyway, the big one that my 10-year-old and I played was one of our favorites. I got, for my birthday, another expansion for Eldritch Horror. So I'm closing in on having everything that that game has for it. And we decided to play with the Antarctica board and the Rise of the Elder Things Ancient One. And that board, it was the first time we'd played with a board, and it's interesting. Man, it was really difficult because our first gate, our first clue was on that board back tucked in a corner that's really difficult to get to because everything on that board is a one of the paths that you can't. It's not a train or a boat path. I can't remember what it's called, like a local path or something like that. So hard to get to. It was very difficult. And things were not looking well for us. And then toward the end, we start thinking, oh, I think we can win. I think we can win. And earlier in the game, Doom was advancing pretty quickly, which is one of the reasons we thought we'd lost. And so one of the Mythos cards that came out said, advance Doom by two unless the lead investigator takes a Dark Pact. We don't like Dark Pacts. They have bitten us in the butt every time. But it was like, well, we can't let Doom advance two. That would be terrible. So I took it. And I rolled fine a couple of times when those reckonings came up. But this was, oh man, it was terrible. We were going to win. We were on the very next turn. This was during the Mythos phase, obviously, because the reckoning happened. The next turn, we were going to win. And I rolled a one. And the Dark Pact was that I had to get rid of everything. Every item I owned, everything I had, and go down to one sanity and one health. And we were done. It was so terrible. And I did not want to take that Dark Pact, but here's our new rule, because it has ruined us so many times. Unless you are going to lose the game in that moment, we are never taking a Dark Pact. Moving Doom by two, yep, that would have been terrible, but we maybe could have found another way to do it. We will never take a Dark Pact again. It wrecked us. And we worked through the math and everything and looked at the cards that were coming up. We totally would have won on the next round if I had not rolled a one. A one out of six chance. It was so terrible. Dark Pacts are the worst. Don't take a Dark Pact. Play Eldritch Horror. So fun. That's what I played this weekend. What did you play? Let us know. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right, folks, Jeremiah here with my What I Played segment for today. And what I actually did, if you recall, on Friday, I said, hey, it's going to be a busy weekend. We've got parties. We've got all kinds of stuff going on. And I don't know that I'm going to get a chance to do any gaming per se, you know, tabletop gaming, that kind of thing. But what I did want to talk about was the fact that we had two birthday parties. We had one for my oldest son on Saturday and my younger son on Sunday. And he requested an Amazing Race themed party. And so what we did is he requested a Jurassic Park themed Amazing Race. So if you don't know, my wife and I used to do youth ministry. We were involved in youth ministry. I was on staff at two different churches for a total of over 5 years, along with countless years of volunteering and that kind of thing. So coming up with games and scavenger hunts and activities and that kind of thing really just is sort of second nature to me. So we kind of flexed that muscle again over the weekend and came up with this really cool Jurassic Park themed Amazing Race activity for them to do, starting with going back to this big dirt mountain where they're building the new middle school, and there's a big mountain of dirt. So we had a couple parents back there as paleontologists. They had to go find them to get a clue. We had my father-in-law's Jeep wrecked quote unquote, in the back of our property where they had to find cans of shaving cream. These are things, you know, if you know Jurassic Park, are all thematic to the movies and things like that. Of course, they had to dive down to the bottom of the pool to find something, and we had just a lot of fun, lots of cool stuff like that going on. And so that was cool. It wasn't really a game that I got to play or do, but it was really almost a live-action role play that we sent the kids on to go do these cool activities and play Amazing Race. And that was a lot of fun. We whipped it up between like Friday and Saturday. We came up with all the clues and everything, and my wife and I banged it out really quick, just getting all the goofy little props and materials we needed and making signs all for putting up on our property so people knew where to go. It was a lot of fun. We had a great time with it. So hoping to get some more games on the table this week. I've got a couple coming at sitting on the top of my list, and I've also got a couple coming in the mail too that I'm hoping to get on the table really, really soon. Stay tuned to our Facebook page at Theology of Games on the Facebook page. I'll be doing some live videos of me unboxing what I got. And all right, that's all I've got for today. Hopefully we will be playing more games in the week and weekends to come. All right, what did you guys play? Let us know. Use the voice message feature here on Anchor, and we will talk to you soon. Okay, folks, that's all we've got for today. Thanks again for tuning in. Don't forget to hit us up on social media. Let us know what you were playing this weekend. Hit us up on Twitter at Board Games Daily, at Theology of Games, and of course on Instagram and Facebook, Theology of Games. Don't forget to join the Facebook group, the Theology of Games group on Facebook, where you'll be able to get in on a cool little thing happening with our Patreon page for the members of our group exclusively. And what else was I going to say? Oh, yeah, we'll be back tomorrow. We've got more topics to talk about, including the Asmodee CEO stepping down. And, of course, there's this little thing happening in Indianapolis, like Gen Con, I think they call it. Maybe you've heard about that. We'll talk about that some this week as well. And we'll be back with more tomorrow on Board Games Daily.
Thanks for joining us today. Board Games Daily is powered by TheologyOfGames.com. Don't forget to head over to TheologyOfGames.com to check out all we have to offer, including written reviews, our YouTube channel, and two other podcasts. If you enjoyed this show, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you're listening. Thanks for listening, and go put a game on the table.